I know 100 little niggas, 100 little niggas. That a really 100 little nigga, hurt a little nigga. Use a little dummy little nigga, dirty little nigga. Use a little. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Sweat Sox Yard podcast, episode 11.
Actually, episode 1. This is the real one. Like, the ones before were just practice. Like, my nigga was practicing. I gave him time. I said, bro, get your stuff together. Because, like, once I'm in the booth, listen, this is fire.
Yeah.
So now he's got it together. I said, yeah, bro, we can finally record.
So the voice you just heard, he's an idiot. He didn't even introduce himself. People don't know who you are. Idiot. This is Jacques. He finally bought a mic.
No, you finally brought the mic. That's the difference. Like, I paid this nigga. I paid this nigga so long ago. I was like, my nigga, when are you pulling through with my mic? He's like, bro. I'm like, my dude, all right, bro. He finally brought the mic. And now we're good. Now we can record. It's Jacques, you know, also known as the sexiest man alive. But like.
Nah, but for real, Jacques has this fucking cool ass beard, which I can't grow.
But I never knew you liked my beard, bro. He's never complimented my beard ever. Never has, bro. So this is the first time I'm hearing this. I'm glad you like my beard, bro.
Okay. Yeah, Jacques, how are you doing, bro?
Buddy, I'm good. It's been a long lockdown. Haven't seen you since Feb.
Yeah, because all these fucking idiots are out here in the streets kissing each other, fucking spitting in each other's mouths.
Kissing each other in the streets. Like, bro, how do you kiss someone with the mask on, bro? Like, I really... I've not seen anyone kissing each other on the street.
Hey, man. Black people find a way, man.
Fam, this is not Italy. That's how the Italy cases rose, bro. Because everyone speaks with their hands, so it's like...
Bro, you know what I noticed, right? It's like the episodes before this... were not full of laughter. Like, I was laughing alone in my room, and I felt like an idiot. I felt like a psychopath sitting alone in a corner, just speaking to himself,
laughing at his own jokes. That shit creeped me out. I was like, "What is this dude doing?" It's like, I cracked me up. Like, bro, relax.
That's why, like, I'm fucking happy, and it's like, no more weird guy, bro. Yeah. Like, all these girls are like, are you sure you're okay, bro?
I was sending him get well messages. Like, hey, guys, I worked really hard on this.
So, you know what? I know a psychiatrist, right?
Yeah.
We should bring her on.
Your psychiatrist?
Not mine, bro. She's a girl I know who's a psychiatrist.
But do you have one?
No.
I feel like you need one, bro. I feel like we were finally getting somewhere. Like, you gotta first admit you have a problem before we can solve it, bro. Because, like, everyone is seeing it but you, so, yeah.
Okay, maybe we should bring her on just to test us both. Because I feel like
I feel like we're both retarded, though.
Facts. That's why we have a podcast.
Yeah. But I have humor, so people don't realize how retarded I am. So it's like, right when they're catching on, I just make them laugh, bro. Works all the time.
Like. Yo, bro, wait, let me ask you something. So I've been watching Riverdale, right? You know what Riverdale is?
The dude with the orange hair. I kind of like that show because it's got hot girls. Bro, I love, don't take this the wrong way, but I love like shows, like high school shows like Euphoria. Riverdale, they always got like the hottest girls.
Pedophile.
No, the actors are over age. Like the actors are
black. Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah.
The actors are like older than me.
But they are fucking hot, bro. Yeah, like, oof.
That's what they gotta make sure, bro. Like, who's gonna watch a show with just like, you know,
ugly ass girls or fatties?
I wasn't gonna say that, bro. I should be offended. I'm fat myself, bro.
But you working on it.
Yeah, you know what? Even if I wasn't...
The thing is, with these girls, positive body people are like, I'm big boned. There's no such thing.
Yeah, there ain't no big boned.
Like, not even scientists can say, big bones.
They're not even tall. Like, what does big boned mean?
Skeleton. There's no such thing as big... So...
Whoa.
Nah, I'm joking. Yay, man.
We're getting canceled. Like, I'm calling it. Like, I'll hashtag it.
Nah, but for real, the thing is, I don't really agree with the. Oh my! I'm big boned. You know why? Because you're unhealthy. Yeah. Let's be real about it. You are unhealthy. Yeah. Work on it, then. Yeah. You know what
like,
I mean?
I'm all for body positivity, but you got to work out. You got to maintain your health. Even if you're a big girl, I'm not saying like lose the weight. Big girl, big dude, it doesn't matter. You don't need to lose all the weight. You just got to be healthy. Just that's all.
Exactly. But they walk around like. Oh, no, I'm big boned. Okay, I'm going to get MACDs now. What the fuck? Bro, you took me off topic, bro. Fuck. Riverdale, right? Yeah. So, I'm asking, do you know what cruising is?
Cruising?
Yeah. No. So, I was watching Riverdale, and this gay guy just keeps on going on jogs at night just to hook up with other people. So, that's what cruising is. It's gay guys jogging at night looking for hookups. It's like, niggas who are in the closet who go jogging at night for hookups. Oh,
they got like a jogging club. like at the end of the jog, everyone just sucks each other's dicks. Like, that was a great run.
Nah, dude, it's like I'm going for a jog, and you know how gay dudes just stare at you? They just stare. And it's like, yo, why are you staring? Yeah, because to me...
They're looking for that sign as well.
Exactly. Yeah. But with me, I didn't know that. I just thought, like, gay dude staring at me. Nigga, what? You want to fight?
Yeah, bro. I'm staring back like, do I know this dude? Like,
what's happening? Are we fighting or what? And gay dudes just stare at each other because they want to see that, oh, you're on my level. Yeah. Oh, we about to suck each other off.
I've seen that so many times in the club, bro. Like, I'm just chilling, you know, looking around for some girls. And you just make eye contact. And it's like, bro, this dude is really staring. And I'm just like, what the hell, bro? Like, what's going on? Like, this one time, bro, there's this group of dudes, right?
Yeah.
They straight. So I'm just they know one of my friends. So, like, yeah, I'm just greeting everyone. Like, yeah, bro, what's up, what's up? I see one of the other dudes. I'm like, yeah, bro, I see you. You had like some jewelry on. I'm like, I see you, bro. I dap him up and he's like, ooh, I see you too. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. How'd we get here, bro? Like, this was way too quickly. I was like, yeah, cool, bro.
Nah, but the Riverdale thing got me like wondering how like gay dudes in like the 50s and the 40s, 60s, how they found each other. Because, you know, nobody was rocking with the gay shit back then.
Yeah.
So everything was like, dude, I found out that in bathroom stalls and like toilet stalls, like when you're taking a shit, a gay dude would tap his foot under your stall. Oh. And if you respond with a tap, that means you wanna fuck.
Bro, I'd stomp the shit out of his the fuck out of you, bro. Nigga tap dancing while I'm taking a shit, bro. Like, dog, what are you doing? Imagine if you thought it was like a dance off while you're taking a shit. It's like,
and you join in, like, yeah, like you start tap dancing with this nigga, and this nigga's like, oh, this nigga's down.
He's thinking you spitting, bro. He's like, oh, he got bars.
Nah, but the thing is, dude, I went down a fucking hole. No, not that hole. Not that hole. Not that hole. But like, I found out that, dude, an earring, one earring on your right one.
So your left is good.
Yeah, your left is good. Your left just means you're gangster. Your right one means you're down to suck some dick. And it's like, dude, I wanted earrings when I was in grade 7. I was like, oh my God.
I mean, you were still a kid, so you could have. You were good, but like,
I would have grown up with that shit, bruh. I just found out that wearing an earring on your right earlobe it means that you're gay.
That's like a sign. Like, I heard about that too. There's something else. Like, in the 80s, there was like this thing where you took a bandana with like a certain color. I think it was yellow or something. And if you wore like a yellow bandana, that meant like you're gay. So that's how these dudes recognize each other in the 80s.
So there was Bloods, Crips, and Ladyboys.
the gay mafia. That's a real thing, bro. The gay mafia. Like, they used to tie dudes up and, like, you know, stuff them with dildos and, like, beat them up, bro. I was like, what? Bro, search it. The gay mafia. I've been hearing about this for years, bro. It's like, it's a real thing. So, like, hey, you gotta be careful, bro. What set you claiming?
Jeez. Bro, that a Riverdale thing, it was like, dude, there's so much I didn't know. But then it comes to a point where it's like the AIDS thing, the HIV thing.
Yeah.
You remember when they started saying the AIDS thing came up with gay people. They're the ones who started this. You know that rumor, right? So it kind of makes sense. Not in a bad way where it's like gay people are the ones who did that. Yeah. We all know like gay people don't come up with AIDS.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. But
yeah, I heard AIDS was actually created to kill like gay people. Like for real. So I don't even know how it started, but it was like specifically designed to kill gay people. So that's why it's mostly gay people that have AIDS, because like they have sex way more than straight people.
Yeah.
Cause like, I don't know, they just meet each other and like boom, sex straight away.
But it kind of makes sense when they're like, it's gay people who came up with this AIDS shit. Because it's like, you go for a jog, you meet this guy, okay, he just wants you to suck his dick, but then you're like, I want to fuck.
Yeah.
Is this why gay dudes are always in shape? Like, have you ever noticed this? Like, straight old men always out of shape. Gay old men, they always like in shape. You're like, how do they keep this up, bro?
Unless you're a twink. A twinkie. It's like a gay skinny dude. Like the guys who don't really work out.
Yeah.
Those are called twinks.
Like the prison dudes. Like most... Bro, like that's like the stereotypical gay dude. The one that's like kind of a female...
No, not a female one. Not the one who just dresses up like a...
Do we get canceled, bro? I don't know. Yeah,
Do you call them?
A gay dude.
No, transsexual people.
What's transsexual? Transgender.
Transgender. I said it wrong.
Yeah, you said transsexual. That's what they call, but like, you know, that's a negative thing.
So how do you call them? She.
Transgender or... like nowadays, they prefer to like come up with the thing themselves, bro. So they want to be called she or her or whatever that it is. So I guess it basically depends on the person that it is. So if it's a dude pretending to be a female, they probably want to be referred to as a female. So yeah, so that's that.
I found out that you could get sued for saying for not calling a she, even though...
Nah, that's too much, hey.
Yeah, that's what I found out yesterday. Because my sister told me that you can get sued for for not addressing them as like what they are, a she or a he.
Bro, like, nah, bro, that's a tad too much. Like, for me, it's like, bro, it could be an honest mistake or, bro, like, getting sued, that's something else, bro. Because, like, I feel like the world is just getting softer, bro. People getting sued for, like, every little thing that doesn't matter, bro. It's like, bro... The world just needs some toughening up, bro. Like, honestly, like, bro, we are in 2020 right now, bro.
Everybody's getting canceled, bro.
Bro, for every little reason. You get me? R. Kelly.
Yo, you think R. Kelly is in the club? Like, the pedo club? Like, Jeffrey Epstein and all them?
Nah, bro. I feel like, nah, bro. That's like a white people thing.
So they wouldn't allow a black dude in? Yeah.
Bro, because black dudes, bro, they fuck the shit out of your girls, bro. Like, so I only date white girls, bro. Like, nah, bro.
White is always right. Nah, I'm fucking joking, man. How?
Bro, I love black girls, bro. Like,
my mom is black.
Yeah, bro, my whole family's black, so like...
Don't get fucking uptight because I said white is always right. Bro, nigga, shut up.
People say like, yeah, you only like... Nah, bro, that's really not true. Like, I like everyone. That's my whole thing. Like, if you're pretty, you're just pretty. Like, that's it. There's no need to like color the whole thing and be like, oh, obviously we're joking. Exactly. And right now it's 2020, bro. The last day of July. So you know what that means. What is tomorrow?
Tomorrow is Hate Jaden Smith's Mom's Month.
It officially begins. Tomorrow is August. Oh my gosh, bro. Like Will Smith has been through so much in July alone, bro. Now
tomorrow we're canceling Jada twice.
Bro, Jada's gotta go. We gotta stream Jaden's album.
Yeah.
And like, bro, but every man has to pledge to make like at least 20 girls cry in the month of August. We gotta like cheat on 20 girls, bro.
And every married dude is cheating on their wives this month.
Bro, they have to. This is Will Smith, bro. He's put on so many dudes onto the game, and for him to fall victim like this, I cannot believe it, bro.
Jada is fucking getting cancelled. And we kicking her out of the mansion.
Bro,
she's for the streets.
Did you see the house that they live in?
Bruh. And then you're going to cheat on that dude.
Bro.
Oh. Bruh, Jaden Smith's mom is going to start an OnlyFans.
Bro, bet money if she even did that, bro, she'd come up with like some spiritual explanation, bro. Like, this is the next part of my
journey. And she put it on a red table.
You're going to talk on that red table, bro.
I got a surprise for you guys. It's on my red table. You get this, like, OnlyFans.
Bro, oh my gosh, bro. August Alsina.
Fuck him. Fuck him too. He's getting cancelled. This month's name. No, he should change his name. Fuck him. We can't enjoy this month now.
August is forever ruined for Will Smith, bro. Bro, like every year from now on till the day he dies, bro. Like every
you realize August, right? Yeah. Will never get a job in LA anymore. Actually in America. Will Smith is powerful, bro. Stop playing.
I feel like he won't do that though. Like he's not the kind of dude to try like, you know.
Bro, Will Smith's from the hood. You know hood niggas are fucking...
How long has he been out the hood, though? That's my whole thing, bro. And even when he was in the hood, he wasn't like that dude that's like, you know, pressing dudes about like, yeah, this and that. Bro, I can't believe this.
Nah, bro, let's wrap this up. But yeah, don't be racist and do drugs.
They're fun, kids.
Nah, if you stuck with this all the way through till the end, thank you for listening, man. Join us next week.
Yes, sir.
Are you back, Jacques?
Yeah, Sweat Socks Yard. That's what we changed it to.
Facts.
So yeah, this is the first of many.
Yeah, and sorry if you felt offended, but I mean, it is what it is.
Hey, peace out.